At the top of our program today, 2 weeks ago, a sex education class at East Lansing High School unleashed some strong reactions in the community. Instruction involving abstinence, which is required by Michigan law, was conducted by Pregnancy Services of Greater Lansing, an organization that opposes abortion. The class provoked negative comments about the SMART curriculum that's been used to teach abstinence in East Lansing High School for years. One group at the school wants more student involvement in sex education. Students for Gender Equality has been working with our first guest to change the language in Michigan's current sex ed laws. Joining us by phone to talk about his effort, State Senator Curtis Hertel Jr. He's a Democrat representing Michigan's 23rd Senate District, which includes East Lansing. Curtis Hertel, welcome back to Current State.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me on.
You actually began studying the issue of sex education in public schools even before the recent tweeting episode that lambasted this approach. Why did you originally reach out to students about this?
Well, I was invited to speak to a group, the student equality group at East Lansing. And when I got there, I was so impressed. I mean, to have 40 kids on a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock to talk about gender equality issues. You know, people talk about young people not being motivated politically, but they certainly were motivated for change. And after talking to them, I had some real concerns, not only with some of the things that were going on in East Lansing, but also things that were going on statewide. And so we talked about lots of different issues, but this is one that we focused on. And after doing so, we decided to work together on some legislation.
Did the SMART curriculum, did the abstinence unit come up in your conversations with them?
I was not aware that there was a pregnancy crisis center in, teaching abstinence in East Lansing, but certainly state law requires some abstinence be part of the discussion, and I'm not opposed to that, and I don't think they are either. I think what we're opposed to is kids getting misinformation or scare tactics being used and not getting some real relevant information that I think is needed. So, I'm opposed to, I don't think a pregnancy crisis center, which is associated with Right to Life and advertises themselves as out there trying to get women to come in that are in an emergency situation. I don't think they have a great record with the truth, and I don't think they should be teaching our kids.
Did the gender equality group bring up how specific did they get? How detailed did they get about this abstinence curriculum?
Well, it wasn't just the abstinence curriculum. You know, they had concerns about LGBT kids not getting any information and teaching nothing about that. They had concerns about some of the safety issues that they weren't really being taught much in regard to family planning options or how those things work. Their concerns weren't specifically just about the abstinence. I mean, it was about the entire curriculum. And I do think our curriculum is outdated and can be changed.
Well, there was an awful lot of response to what were perceived as real scare tactics in the SMART curriculum. Go a little bit deeper with us on what scare tactics you heard about from the gender equality group.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of the things, like, for example, teaching that condoms have a 17% fail rate. That is just not true. Or telling people that there was an entire box of condoms that had holes in it. When we say things like that, we are discouraging kids from using safe sex. The reality is, at some point these kids, are going to go on to college. At some point, most kids are going to become sexually active before marriage. I mean, that's just the reality of today. And so to not give them the tools to actually prevent unwanted pregnancy and STIs doesn't make sense. That was some of the things they were being taught. There were some inaccurate scientific things. I'm not sure how much details we can get into on the radio.
No, I think a lot of our listeners are pretty familiar with a number of the details. Why don't we find out a little bit more here about what you have in mind for a revamped sex ed bill? Is your focus on just getting misinformation and scare tactics out of the curriculum?
That's part of it, but that's not all of it. I mean, I still think we need to talk about abstinence, and I think it's good. I think we should more talk about abstinence until the point where people are ready emotionally, financially for the responsibilities of sex, instead of talking about just marriage. One, because we have groups of people that can't actually be married in the state, and two, because it's just, you know, young people are getting married in their late 20s, early 30s now, and it's just not, most of them are it's not going to be the plan. So we should certainly talk about abstinence. It's very important, but I think we should talk about abstinence in a way that talks about more in being emotionally and financially ready for the responsibilities of sex. I think, you know, there are problems I have with the board. I think that a student should be required to be part of the board. They're not now. They can be on the board, but they're not actually required.
What board?
There's a sex ed board that is actually created each state. So I mean each school district. So I think that's important. I think we need to talk about the responsibilities of consent with kids. I don't think that's really covered in the law. So, you know, we have an epidemic of sexual assault on our college campuses. We need to educate students that they can say no at any time, and that consent is not a one-time thing, but it's an ongoing part of the process. And I think we need to do that for safety reasons. And the real consequences of rape and date rape and all those things that I don't think are really covered very well under the current law. So I think some of it just needs to be updated to actual science. I mean, we still talk about sexually transmitted diseases, but really the science now talks about sexually transmitted infections. So there are just some small things that we can actually change in the law as well. The most important, I think, is that we still refer in the law to you cannot teach about anything that is illegal under Michigan law, and refers directly to gay and lesbian behavior. So even though those laws have been struck down by the courts, it still refers back to them. So school districts often feel that they can't actually talk about gay, lesbian, and transgender relationships because of that. So we shouldn't have discriminatory laws in our sex ed classes, especially those that have been actually declared unconstitutional. But unfortunately, we still have them referred to in our sex ed laws, and that should be changed.
Curtis Hertel Jr., a state senator from East Lansing, is our guest on Current State. We're talking about sex education curriculums in East Lansing, and his efforts to revisit how sex ed is taught in Michigan schools. Does religion have a place in a unit on abstinence?
Not in my opinion. I mean, in my opinion, religious beliefs should be taught at home. And, you know, we can certainly talk about morals and those things. And we can talk about, you know, legal consequences. We can talk about, you know, those kinds of issues. But the idea that we actually will pick one religious group's interpretation of sex and not another's is discriminatory and shouldn't be, has no place in schools. You know, I mean, you have the responsibility at home to teach your kids about your moral teachings. The school district shouldn't be doing it.
Are you hearing from people, or have you heard since this episode at East Lansing, have you heard from people who support the SMART curriculum?
I've read newspaper comments about it, I guess. I mean, that counts as hearing from. And I've certainly seen some comments online. I mean, East Lansing is a fairly progressive community, so I don't think that there's going to be a whole lot of people that support the SMART program. Well, but the people that have that opinion, that's fine. But I think the majority of people in East Lansing would be opposed to a pregnancy crisis center tied to Right to Life.
Well, this gets complicated, though, because you represent a district that's a lot bigger than East Lansing. If you were to encounter support for the SMART curriculum in another community, how do you think you'd respond to that?
Well, again, I think it's a bad idea for SMART to be involved. And as I'm not only a state senator, but I'm also a parent in the East Lansing School District. So I guess my opinion is multifaceted there. If a different school district wanted to use SMART and the parents and the board approve that, then I guess that is their business. I mean, there's no legal. We're not trying to ban any outside groups from coming in, just like if Planned Parenthood was going to be used. But I do think that the parents should be made aware that there is a political slant before their kids actually go to these classes. And I don't think parents in East Lansing were aware of this. And frankly, I don't think the board was aware of it. This was a decision that was made 18 years ago under a different time. The contract's been extended since then. I don't think anyone was researching who this group was. So I don't want to place all the blame on the board either. I think that now that they have more information, they're reviewing that decision, and that's the way it should be done.
Curtis, we have less than 30 seconds. I do want to ask you how your fellow legislators are responding to your ideas. Have you had a chance to run this by your fellow senators?
You know, we've had some discussions, but I mean, we don't have draft language yet either. So, I mean, I'm working. The kids came in and presented their language to us. We're in the process of getting that drafted by the Legislative Service Bureau with our agreements to that, and then we're going to take it around to some other organizations and get their support and make sure that their input's in there before we move forward.
Curtis Hertel Jr. is a Democratic state senator from East Lansing. He's working with a group of students from East Lansing High School and others to draft legislation that might change the way sex education is taught in public schools. Curtis Hertel, thank you.
Thank you.